All right, everybody, and welcome back to the Cock of the Walk podcast. This is a Win or Die Sports production. I'm your host, Wesley Burris, and alongside me today, Taylor Griggs. And today we're going to go over, well, the depth charts going into the game this weekend against the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina. And my, oh my, have we not seen something interesting today? The Gamecocks are a whopping 29.5-point favorite over the Chanticleers. And I think, let me look this up real quick, because I meant to say this as well, the total, just to give it to you. Because we do plan on bringing you a little wagering podcast here in the future. And, well, I don't have it pulled up. I'm not going to look at it. Who cares? I think the total was in the 50s, something around like 56 or something like that. I don't know what to think about that line other than the fact that I know a lot of Gamecock fans would lay that number. I think it's a dumb number because it's over 4 touchdowns, so I would not do it. I would not take Coastal for anything major because I could see Carolina going out there and playing way above their heads and winning by 38 or something. I could see that, but that would mean we have to play a pretty flawless game, and when we take the starters out, that they would have to play well also. And I just think the Chanticleers are going to pose a little bit more of a threat than some people would believe. I think the other day I predicted what I want to see is something like 45, at least see, is something like 38-14, 45-17, control the game, run the ball a lot. Hopefully we can be a little bit conservative and get out of there without showing too much to the Bulldogs the next week. And hopefully we don't get out here and get hurt, you know. You and I were saying we need to have a game where you wanted to see them get up big, see the younger guys play. That's what we're looking for here, and we'll get into that later in the episode. Going to run through the depth charts here. I think everybody pretty much knows what's going on the Gamecock side of things, so we'll speed through this.
Kickoffs, 12 o'clock.
Yeah, kickoffs, 12 o'clock.
Don't forget.
I'm pretty sure everybody listening to this knows when the damn kickoff is, but thank you for reminding me. Yeah, that's nice to say that. Quarterback, Jake's going to get the nod, obviously. Skarnecki, I would assume, could get some reps here if we get up really big. But I think the smarter move, honestly, to me, is to get DeCarrion Joyner or Jay Ulrich some reps in here, get them some looks. I know they have some packages for them. They claim that when the backups come in, they're running, according to what I heard from Werner a couple weeks ago, they're going to run the normal offense. And I don't tend to buy into that too much, because I think you do need to simplify it for some of the younger guys. But they're going to need to learn to make these plays as well sometime down the road. So when you have an opponent that you're better than on paper, and I just think you do have an opportunity to get them out there and run some stuff. So that's what I want to see. Rico's going to get the nod running back, but you're going to see AJ. You're going to probably see Mon Denson. You're going to see Tyson Williams, no doubt about that. The wide receivers, I think the starting guys, as far as everything we've seen on the Big Spur and whatnot, Brian Edwards, Debo, and Shai Smith, that's no surprise. Josh Van is being considered to play. I've heard that he could be a guy they think could impact the return game along with Debo. Or Trey's going to get reps. He played well last year. And Randrickus Davis, who's a guy that we've heard a lot about, showed big hands in the spring game last year and heard big talk about. Hopefully he can get in and contribute as well. This is a deep receiving core. I truly believe we have the best wide receiving core in the Southeastern Conference, one of the tops in the country, in my opinion. We need Jake to step up and make a lot more big plays. And I think the Carolina fans that go over there on Saturday to a nooner snoozer are, you know, you don't want – what I've always thought as a fan is the away team has the advantage in a noon game because the home team might have stayed up a little late, be a little anxious for that first home game especially, and might be a little lackadaisical, especially when they think they're going to bowl over an opponent. So I hope there's not a lot of hype. I think our coaching staff can keep the boys focused. I'm sure they're ready to get out there and hit somebody other than themselves. So moving right along, tight end, Casey Crosby seems to be getting the nod. He's a playmaker. He's a guy that big talk from coaches and opposing coaches as well about his abilities and how versatile he is. And Jacob August as well has earned praise, and he'll back him up. We'll probably see both of them. Just going to go over the starting linemen, left tackle Dennis Daly, left guard Zach Bailey, center Donnell Stanley, right guard Za'Darius Hutcherson, right tackle Blake Camper. Now, this is all as of earlier today, so things could change by the weekend. I hope nobody gets nicked up by then. At defensive end, Aaron Sterling, Shamik Blackshear is going to get some playing time at one of the end positions as well. Probably in reserve, though. He's been a disappointing guy to some. He never seems to have gotten over that injury he suffered his senior year of high school and hasn't quite lived up to his potential yet, but just a big-bodied kid and got athleticism. It's a shame that he hasn't lived up to his potential. I'm looking forward to more out of him. The middle of the line, I think, is pretty solid. Javon Kinlaw and Kier Thomas, and they'll be backed up by Kobe Smith and Kingsley and Agabair, and I think I'm pronouncing that wrong and probably will continue to until I hear Todd Ellis and some other guys pronounce it. The other end position is DJ Wonnum. He'll also man the buck position, which a little hybrid linebacker defensive end position when we switch to a three-man front. At middle linebacker, TJ Brunson, and at weak side linebacker, Sherrod Green. We've got a guy, we're going to sometimes employ some nickel, I'm assuming, from what I've seen. We do run multiple defenses. Keyshawn Nixon's a guy that kind of gets the nod there. Strong safety and outside linebacker, kind of hybrid. Well, I say strong safety. I listed that wrong. The other outside linebacker, the strong side linebacker, is Bryson Allen-Williams. Rashad Fenton and J.C. Horn are going to man the corner positions, backed up by Israel Mukwamo and Corey Banks. Steven Montack and Jamias Williams at safety. I think Montack's going to play strong safety and Jamias will play free safety. Parker White returning as your kicker and Joseph Charlton as your punter. So I think that's enough to say about the depth chart. I think we've gone over that on like three episodes now, and that has not really changed. We haven't had that many injuries and nothing too crazy has happened. So I look forward to seeing mostly veterans coming back, man. I'm a little worried about the secondary. Against this Coastal team, though, this seems to me like what we were looking at earlier, Taylor. They're going to employ two running backs at the same time a lot of time, run a lot of misdirection. It reminds me some of the stuff I've seen of the old offense, like Jim Grobe ran at Wake Forest, two-back system, run some read options, some misdirection counters and trap plays off of that. Going to pull a lot of guards and whatnot. So got to play your assignments. That's going to be big. And at quarterback, they have a kid Kilton Anderson. He's a transfer from Fresno State by way of New Mexico military, and he's a senior. And last year, he led them to two of their three victories. You said how many games he up here in? What did you look at earlier?
Six.
Six games? That sounds about right. But I saw that he won two of their – he was the winner of two of their three games. So he's their quarterback and their backup's Chance Thrasher. So I don't know really anything about him other than Kilton Anderson's – he's fairly athletic. He throws the ball, it seems, pretty well. And they were playing a lot better football when he was on the field than their other guys last season. At running back, they've got a couple of pretty good running backs. The starter would be Alex James, and he had a decent season last year. And Marcus Outlow, he's a transfer from BC, from Boston College. He's going to be back there as well. They're going to be Torrance Marble and Jaquez Hairston. Or probably all these guys are going to play because they're going to mix it up, keep fresh guys back there. They like to run the football. At wide receiver, Kajon Tyler and Omar Black are going to battle it out for one spot. They typically only employ two, sometimes three, though. Malcolm Williams at the other wide receiver spot, and he'll be backed up by Larry Collins. At tight end, Isaiah Likely, and you'll probably see Maxwell Kajosa too. And at left tackle, Steven Badoski, left guard, Jack Franklin, center, Trey Carter, I think. I may have wrote that down wrong. Right guard, Brock Hoffman. Right tackle, Ethan Howard. Over on the defensive side of the ball, most of those guys, eight of those guys on the offense, by the way, are returning starters. On the defense, they only have four guys back. Jeffrey Gunter at one defensive end position, a defensive tackle. Jairay Tolbert, C.J. Brewer is the other defensive tackle. Defensive end, Terion Jackson. Will linebacker, Silas Kelly. The Mike linebacker, James Heft. Sam linebacker, and also their hero position, they call it, is Paul Laquavius. Corner, you got Anthony Chesley. The other corner, Preston Charles. And at safeties, you've got Lee Ryan and Fitz Walton. Their place kicker and their punter are the same man, Evan Rabin. All right. That's pretty much what I know about Coastal. Like I said, they run a little bit of a misdirection-style offense. What I hope to see, and I want to get some input from you quickly. This is going to be a short episode, by the way. So whatever you think you want to see this weekend, go ahead and tell me something. It doesn't matter what you have to say. I don't care if I disagree with you. That'll give us some time to fill because, like I said, it's going to be a short episode.
I just want to see the offense click.
I was hoping you'd say that. What
I else? Want to see them connect on big plays on this kind of lesser team.
Well, okay. I see your point.
Chunk plays.
I get you. I see your point. So, what they call the what the hell do they call them? I can't remember right now. Your 20-yard plus pass plays and your 10-yard plus runs. That would be nice to see. And I think
a strong offensive line.
That is something that I think on the offensive side of the ball, I'm gonna agree with you, and I want to see Jake take care of the football. I want to see confidence here in this offense. This is a game where I feel like, hey, you can go out and you can make a couple of mistakes as long as they're not very early in the game. Hey, I don't want to see us come out and fumble the ball near the kickoff or something. They punch it in real fast. I don't want to see anything like that. Don't get me wrong. Nobody does. I know that. A crisp offense, an offensive line that can go out there and – we need to be able to maul this team. There's no excuse to me that our offensive lineman can't go out there. We should run the ball, in my opinion, as a team, for no less than 225 in this game. That's just my opinion. I think 225 – what I want to see
– between
– I want to say as a team.
Running backs,
I want to
quarterback.
Counting sacks and everything in, two and a quarter.
Okay.
That should be just – to me – against this type of team, that should be doable, man. I mean, we were, 108th on offense? I'm not going to go back and look that up. We talked about that on two previous episodes. We got to step it the hell up. And I know everybody that's listening to this is a Gamecock fan, just like I am. I love it. But damn it, guys, you know, our offense has got to improve. And I know that we're expecting it to. I want to see it Saturday. Look, we cannot go out and show all our cards. You cannot do that. You have the Bulldogs next week. But you can't be out here in a dogfight with Coastal Carolina at this point either. With the talent that I know we have, we cannot go out here against Coastal Carolina and just dink around. We just can't. So I agree with what you say. We need to hit a big player too early. Get that crowd into it.
Yeah.
Because if that crowd gets rocking, the defense starts playing, you know what happens, man. Because I think defensively we're going to be able to stop these guys as long as we wrap up and play our assignments. It's just that damn simple. They run a misdirection style run game. It's sort of old school principles and a new school look with the shotgun. It's an option game somewhat. This kid can throw the ball. He's a pretty nice sized kid. I think he's like 6'2", 6'3", 210. He can run a little bit as well. I'm not going to sit here and be scared of him because every quarterback we face in the SEC has more talent than this guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we can't go out here and get it done, and you know what, honestly, you know, now that I think about it, I'm not going to say we can't cover this spread of 29.5, but I damn sure want to. I want this to be a 45-0 ball game. That's what I want, but rarely do we get that as Gamecock fans. You know, it seems like sometimes it's just we struggle, but look, I'm going to be rooting them on. Probably not going to go to make it to this game, but definitely going to be there when we take on the Bulldogs. As I said earlier, I think if the defense does their job, they're going to give us – we're going to force a couple turnovers against this football team. I believe that. Do you?
Yes.
So I think we're going to have short field a couple times. We've got to make field goals when they're, you know, inside of 35, 40 yards. We've got to start drilling these, man, because you're not going to win these big games. Everything I'm reading – you said earlier, Gene Chizik said we'd go what? What did you say you saw on the SEC?
He said 9-3.
Okay, but could be what?
Could be 10-2 with Florida. He said Florida's a toss up.
And I can see why he's saying that because I do think Florida's improved. I think the East is wide open, but it's going to be competitive. I think, you know, you could make a legit case, as I've said, for four teams to win this division. If Florida can figure it out offensively, which I think they will as the season goes on. I think this is a four-team race in the division. I don't think it's just Georgia's for the taking because I think Missouri has so much talent back. But we're getting way ahead of ourselves on that. Let's go back to this Coastal game. I think we have too much depth at wide receiver for Coastal Carolina to even fathom trying to stop this offense for four quarters. But I hope that these guys don't have to be on the field in the second half. What I want to see, and this is – you could call it a pipe dream, whatever you want to – If this game, to me, I think we should be able to put up 24 points or better in the first half, okay? If this game is freaking 17-7 at the half, 17-10, I'm going to be mad. And I think a lot of people are going to be mad. And that's when the people in the stands, the boo birds come out. We don't need to see that crap. I don't think we're going to see it. I think we're better than this team. They were 3-9 last year. They only had their three wins were not against good football teams at all. So I do think they'll be improved. They'll be – but I don't think they're ready to play us, and I sure hope they're not. On the defensive side of the ball, we need to force a couple turnovers. I'd love to see Debo just come out there and start this season like he did last year and run a kickback. I'd love to see us return a punt or an interception for a touchdown. Just get that place electric. Put up points, man, like you said. We got to hit big plays. I want Jake to go out there and comfortably – throw for a 150 to 200 or more early and have a couple touchdowns under his belt, two or three touchdowns, and get the ground game going, and then really just lean on the ground game in the second half and let DeCarrion get some playing time and let Ulrich get some playing time and even Skornecki get some playing time. I know he's our backup that we have to have the most confidence in, but in my opinion, if we get a lead, would you put Skornecki, the guy that Muschamp says you can win with in the game, or would you put one of the younger guys in if we have a big lead? I'd let the younger guys go out there and screw up, right? I'd
probably definitely, yeah.
Yeah, leave your other backup, you know, don't leave things to chance and develop the younger guys. That's the way I look at it. Look, Skornecki has had his chance to beat guys out for this position, and he has not done it. So let's give the other guys a chance. And I've heard that they can run the read, both run the read option. They're a little more athletic than Jake. They're a threat in the running game. We'll see. And I'm looking forward to it, and I think that if we can make some big plays and get the crowd into the thing, because there's going to be a ton of people over there. I hope the weather's nice. I haven't even looked at what the weather's looking like this weekend. Oh, I'm sure it's going to be. I'm going to glance at that really quick.
And chance of rain.
I'm going to be in the house for this one, because I got some wagering stuff to take care of right at 12 o'clock and all that. So I'm skipping this opening nooner, and you guys can call me fair weather fan or whatever you want.
90 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah. Real feel. 99.
And chance of rain is what I'm seeing right now. So let's hope that the good Lord holds off the weather for the Gamecocks, and you guys that head over there to Columbia can have a nice day. Tailgate a little early. Hopefully get a big win. Tailgate a little bit out of the game. That's what you do at these nooners. You get out there afterwards and pop a couple tops and whatnot. And stare at all the beautiful scenery that I'm sure will be out there if it is a nice weather day. It ought to.
Scenery.
Oh, absolutely. There always is in Columbia.
Game day dresses.
You darn right. And I hate that I'm not going to be over there, but I will be headed that way the next week for show. And, again, just repeating ourselves, need big plays, need Jake to cut down on the turnovers. I'd like to see a clean game and be able to pound the rock. I think we might even be able to run for more than 2.25, but that's kind of what I'm looking for. Get over 200 yards passing. Get over 200 yards rushing. Have a balanced day, 400-something yards of offense. That'll be above our last year's average, especially against a team that we have more talent than. That's what I want to see. Defense go out there and maul some people, force some turnovers, big hits, sack the quarterback. I want to see if we have an improved pass rush or not, how strong we are in the middle. And this is not a barometer of how good we are. But we go out here and stomp these guys in the ground, something 45-0, 52-10, or something like that. There's going to be a bunch of happy Gamecocks. There's no doubt about that. And the Bulldogs are, you know, they're circling that date with us just like we are. I do think the boys are going to be more focused on that game the next week. And, you know, you can't fault them for that. This is what they play for. They play for the big lights, you know, the big-time atmosphere. That's a CBS game. That's national at 3:30. So that's big-time stuff, man. All right, you got anything else you think? I mean, like I said, the Coastal's attack is that misdirection run, and they're going to be – I'm not going to say vanilla, because I'm sure they're going to come out here and try a trick play or two. They might fake a punt or something like that, because they're looking to come in here and cut our ass just like Citadel did a few years ago, and that's just that. Let's just get past these old days, and I think we are. I think the Muschamp era – is going to be something nice going forward. I really do. We have a really good coaching staff. I think we got a bevy of talent on this football team. It seems to only be improving. He's recruiting outstandingly right now. And I think going forward, we've just got a lot to look forward to. So everybody that heads over to Billy Bryce on Saturday, I wish you safe travels, Gamecock fans. And go Cox, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Okay.